Broken windows and doors, piles of trash, and overgrown weeds are just a few eyesores found on foreclosed properties in African American and Latino neighborhoods. That's according to Alliance President and CEO Shauna Smith.
The blight that these neighborhoods have suffered from is all the responsibility of the banks who own and have an obligation to market and maintain these properties.
The foreclosed homes are called real estate owned properties, or REOs. Gail Williams with Metro Fair Housing Services in Atlanta says 123 properties were investigated.
32% of the REOs in African American neighborhoods had more than 10 deficits, with not a single property in white neighborhoods having more than 10 deficits.
Some lenders, according to the Alliance, blame contractors hired to maintain the properties. Others claim the properties were already in bad shape, but Shauna Smith says those are excuses.
What we're evaluating are routine maintenance issues, mowing the lawn, shoveling the snow, putting that gutter back up, things that preserve the asset and preserve the value.
Smith says when it comes to making those repairs, the lenders appear to be biased.
Instead of making a repair to the roof or replacing windows, they'll be told, oh, just put in new carpeting and paint it and sell it as is. Where in white neighborhoods, they'll make those more important repairs rather than a cosmetic repair.
Because the investigation is still ongoing, an official complaint won't be filed until next week, and the names of the lenders won't be released until then. Roscott, WABE News.